Sohn. Is more than a posse. O most Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the assembly apostles. Many problems and desire to see which you see and seen them, and to hear that in which you then have not heard them. But as for blessed are your eyes, for to see, and you for thee may be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of you. Been our remembrance, supplications, and pray which are prayed unto Lord our God, and those have already fallen asleep before them who are seeking them, for you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the name of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Maro te.
Jephthah's Marot, and Jephthah's Nechadevron, and Price and Taini Go. Κύριε, ευλόγησον εκ το κάτω ιού έννεν αγήν Ευαγγέλιον των άνοσμα.
Δοξάζει, Κύριε
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher St. John, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Mubarak al-Ati bismi Rabbil al-Quwwat, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As the prophet Isaiah said." Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.' I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God."
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I know it's a long day, though I will not take a lot. So it's going to be small things to take a rest and to hear the word of God all together.
Mary Tibby.
Yes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we are celebrating the Theophany or Epiphany feast. So early centuries, so the small kids like KG and grade 1, grade 2, you can go downstairs, they have crowds. Only. So in the early church, in the early centuries, so they celebrate together the Nativity feast and the Epiphany feast together. So in the beginning, after the 4th century, what happened is exactly, so what happened is they divided together, they divided, so between the two feasts. So the feast of the Nativity is alone, and then the feast of Epiphany, it's a different day. I'm going to read something which is like from the Discolia. What is a Discolia? Discolia is the apostolic teaching. What they say about the feast. So let the feast of the Theophany be honored among you. You know what the problem is? What? That we are celebrating the Nativity, so the birth of Christ, and we are so happy that for the birth of Christ. But when you come to the Theophany, as you see, because it's like it's the 19th of August, so some people, they are not celebrating. Actually, this is a very important feast in the Coptic Church. Very important, Theophany. We're going to see. So it's the manifestation of divinity, of the whole Trinity. So let the feast of the Theophany be honored among you. For in it, the Lord began to reveal his divinity and his baptism in the Jordan. You know, repeat it. This is Duskuleia. It means that apostolic teaching. Let the feast of the Theophany be honored among you. For in it, Lord began to reveal his divinity at his baptism in the Jordan, when the Father testified to him and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. So this is what the apostle said. We have to be honored among the feast of the Theophany should be honored among all the feasts. It's a begin to reveal Jesus Christ, reveal his divinity. So till this time, there's no one knows about Christ. This is like he didn't know about his divinity and humanity. So that's why I have a question, like why Jesus Christ was baptized this day. And this is very important. Like as Abuna said in Sassanic sermon, he's not like, it's different, the baptism of Jesus Christ, different than our baptism now. But why Jesus Christ did this, start the service by the baptism? So, first of all, we have to know that Jesus Christ didn't need for the baptism, for sure. Why? Because there is no sin. He has no sin. He said on himself, which of you convicts me of sin? In John 18, I find no fault in him, which is like Pilate declared, I find no fault. So there is no sin, actually. So why he was baptized? First of all, to take our place in first, to teach us that again, a start, this is the baptism, and you have to start to do the same. So first of all, the second, he offered to us the image of God, the new image. So when I go inside the water and come outside the water, I have now the image, the new, the old image. I'm renewing the image to God. So what happened? Christ was baptized inside the water and get out. And he said, now you do the same, so you're going to take the same image of Christ, of God, the first image, the image of the perfect humanity, the image of the first Adam. The second, to carry all the sins as a Lamb of God. So three things very important to know. So when Jesus Christ was baptized, he teaches us like to do the same. The second, to have the image, to renew the image of the humanity, to give me the new image. And the third is to carry our sins like as the Lamb of God. Okay, that's why we also, another thing which is very important, you can imagine that through the baptism, I be adopted to God as a children of God. Yes, why? When I have after the baptism, the family asked me, for example, like for the certificate, baptism certificate. certificate. It's for example for school, for anything else. But actually this certificate, it's like exactly a stamp, I am the son of God. Stamp. I am the son of God. And the other thing, I imagine if it's the certificate of the baptism, it's written on one side, the other side, if you return the other side, it's empty here. But I imagine it's another certificate for heaven. It's my name, it's written in heaven. The same certificate. When I was baptized, my name is already written here. I am the new born in Christ. I took the new image of Christ. I have to live with Christ. And the other side of the baptism certificate is written, his name is written now in heaven. So I have to keep the certificate with me. That's why this is exactly the baptism, why Jesus Christ was baptized. And the second thing, which is like we heard the word of God, which is, this is my beloved son. What do you mean about that? Like you, this is word, like the word, it's a word from the Father. He said, this is my beloved son. We listen, we heard this voice three times. The son standing in the Jordan. The father, which is really important, okay. And this is, we can imagine that now we see God the Father is talking, and we see Christ the Son is present, and we see the dove and the Holy Spirit. So we see now, we are seeing someone is talking from the heaven, is God, Father, and the Word, which is in the water, and the Holy Spirit is on the shape of dove, existing. Three persons, one essence, and one, only in one. So that's why one God. So Saint Athanasius the Apostolic said, he teaches this one, just as light cannot exist without its radiance, so the light cannot exist without radiance, and the spring cannot exist without water flowing from it. For sure, a spring without water, it's impossible. So it's impossible to imagine God existing without his word. God was never without his son. So that's why it's revealing this feast is really I can't explain to you how it's very important. So revealing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Another thing which is the heaven is open and we listen, it's the first time from a long time, long time the heaven is open. That's why in Isaiah he said, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. So Christ's baptism make the heaven open again. After the heaven was closed, everything was closed. After years and years and hundreds of years, we didn't listen anything from heavens. Now it's happened, the heaven is open now. As if Jesus Christ is inside the water, he said, I now do by myself, by the baptism, to open the heaven, and me too in the baptism, and become a Christian, I can talk to the heaven, to God in heaven. And now the way to heaven is open now. Before it's closed. So that's why through Christ, the barrier between heaven and earth was removed. Through Christ, the exiled humanity was welcomed back, and the paradise will reopen again. Christ himself promised, you shall see heaven open and the angel of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, John 1:51. And Christ sanctified the waters. The water is like a regular water. Now we have a water. That's why when we, if you listen to all the prayers during the end, we pray on the water and we ask God to make this water as a Jordan water. And in the baptism, we have two different prayers. First prayer is the prayer on the water. It It's a name, liturgy of the water. Liturgy. And we pray, and I have to wear my the garment, like the El Sadreya, and I have to be fasting, and I have to pray, and there is like at the end of the consecration, I have to put the mayrun in the water, and there is a long prayers, and this prayer, it's very important because the water transferred to the water of Jordan, exactly, is consecrated. Now Jesus Christ is the same. That's why he transformed the water, regular water, to a blessed water. So it's different. That's why water became the life-giving. Baptism became rebirth. Again, the water became a life-giving. You can imagine that I give life, this water in the baptism. In the baptism, it's giving me a new life. Saint Gregory Nazianzen says, at the womb has power to give physical life, so the waters of the baptism receives power to give spiritual life. That's why the gift, as I said before, gift of adoption with new creation. So we die with Christ, but we rise with Christ. The old Adam dies, and then a new creation begins. I became children of God. I became members of Christ's body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am one of the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine that this certificate, it's not a paper. No, it's a stamp that I am the son of the King of the Kings. I have to be proud of myself. And the voice, as I said, three times we heard this voice. Baptism, transfiguration before the cross, and this voice from God, from the Father, you are my beloved children. It's not to Christ only, it's to me. So every time I read this verse, every time I read this verse, it means it to me. You are my beloved children. I am the beloved children, and I know that. I know that he loves me a lot. As before they said, like St. Augustine said, you love me as if I am alone in this world. And I believe in that. He's taking care about me, but he gives me everything. He's starting by the water to be baptized and to be his son, adopted. Finally, we are living today the mystery of the Theophany. Manifestation of the divinity. Today the heaven is open. Today the grace is flowing. We have the grace. Today the adoption is offered. Today the salvation is present. Today we saw the Holy Trinity. Today we know who is Christ, the Son of God. We know the Father, God the Father, who loved the Son and loved me through the Son too. Christ. And I know now the Holy Spirit is present. The Holy Spirit is on the shape of dove because it's a message of peace. It's a message of peace like the dove of Noah. It's a message of happiness. That's why when the Holy Spirit is present inside me, I'm happy. I'm working hard with Christ, like I am striving. Striving, it means I have to do some effort. Count with me how many times we do effort for anything else. We are doing effort for my job. I'm doing effort for my home. I do effort for my wife. I'm doing effort for my kids. I do effort for everyone. But why Christ no? Why Christ no? So when I'm doing some effort a little bit, I think like word كده ربنا بيتلكلكنا على الحلو مش الوحش بيتلكك للناس على الحلو يعني لو عملت حاجة صغيرة حلو counted تعال حبيبي ما بيصدق لأي حاجة نعملها كويسة بس تصلي طب كويس طب بس هتعمل and Sally came, he did. So we have to strive. So that's why, like, I'm adopted and I'm a son of God, but I have to do a little bit some effort. So we have to live the children of light, and we have to preserve the garment of the baptism. I have to keep the garment white. I have to. When I go inside the water, it's like a garment. Like I wear a new garment. This garment, it's clear, it's white, brilliant. I have to keep it. So may the Holy Trinity, who appeared to the Jordan, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to grant us renewal and holiness and eternal life. To him be glory forever. Amen.
Suffer on those buried on the third day, he rose from dead according to the scriptures, ascended to heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and the Son's worship and glorifying, who spoke by the prophets in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Is more than a part.